Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
With a vote of 9 yeas and 0 nays, the closure of Nikolai School passes the Board of Education.
With a 9-0 vote by the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, Nikolai School has been officially set for permanent closure effective June 30th, the end of the 2024-2025 school year. The decision was made in response to mounting financial pressures and declining enrollment. The district faces a projected $17 million budget deficit for the upcoming fiscal year, prompting a review of operations across its schools. With only 23 students enrolled in a facility built to accommodate 175, Nikolaeva School's per-student costs are significantly higher than district averages. Closing the K-12 school is expected to save the district approximately $476,247 annually. Many board members sympathized with the community, but ultimately concluded that the closure was necessary.
I have made the comment that I would never vote to close a small school. My life has been shaped by small schools and small communities. I don't really see any other options right now with the budget that we're dealing with. I wish this community all the best in finding new opportunities.
That was KPBSD Board Clerk Virginia Morgan. District officials explored several alternatives, including charter proposals and community-based options, and conducted public engagement sessions with the Nikolaevis community. Following the decision, a disheartened member of their community spoke on the closure.
I feel like a lot of people are going to feel this, even though it's not the end.
The district has committed to supporting affected families with transportation, enrollment assistance, and communication throughout the transition. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A Kenai-based lab has received a major federal approval. AmSpec LLC has been accredited by U.S. Customs and Border Protection to perform official petroleum testing and measurement for customs purposes through 2026. Located in Kenai, AmSpec can now conduct federally recognized tests for sulfur levels, oil density, temperature, tank gauging, and more, critical for oil and fuel compliance in shipping and trade. AmSpec has been operating in Kenai since 2015 and expanded in 2017 with what it called the first independent petroleum testing lab on the Kenai Peninsula. The company now offers statewide inspection and lab services in places like Anchorage, Valdez, Homer, and beyond. With this approval, AmSpec joins a small group of labs nationwide certified to run testing that meets American Petroleum Institute and ASTM standards. Company officials say their lab handles a wide range of fuels, from crude oil and high sulfur blends to diesel and jet fuel. Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. A teenage boy drowned on Sunday after his snow machine broke through a pond near Bethel. Troopers say the teen went under the water while riding with a group of other youth. Searchers recovered his body the next morning. His name hasn't been released yet, and local officials are reminding residents that ice conditions are rapidly deteriorating this time of year. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
Alaska State Troopers are reminding ATV drivers their vehicles must be street legal to be driven on public roads. An AST spokesperson says they can only be operated on roadways that have speed limits under 45 miles per hour. ATVs must also be registered with the DMV and meets all standards for vehicles, and drivers must carry insurance with them while driving the vehicle. Kodiak is bracing for a busy cruise ship week. A quarter of this summer's cruise ship passengers are expected to visit this week alone. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.